Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Alcova Mortgage is here for good. We are locally owned, value great communication, and are committed to our Covington community. Call Alcova Mortgage Covington at 540-962-7152 or visit alcovahighlands.com to get in touch for your mortgage lending needs.
Alcova Mortgage, NMLS ID 40508, NMLS consumeraccess.org, equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. All loans subject to credit approval.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, though? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. Appreciate you for taking time out today to listen to the latest from the Ball Hawk brand, man. Twitter Spaces, that's what you're about to tune into. You know, if you haven't followed me on Twitter, go ahead and do that at I Am Ball Hawk. I try to, I try to have a Twitter space at least Monday through Wednesday at 4:05 p.m. And it usually runs until like 6:30. At least Monday and Tuesday is guaranteed. Wednesday and Thursday, I got to play it by ear because I got other obligations I have to get to. But I want to make sure I always provide new episodes each week for you guys. Salute to the Believe Network with their partnership. Appreciate them. And it's also, as you can see, available on Spotify, iTunes, Google, all your podcast platforms. But before we keep going, got to salute the sponsors. Make sure you go to Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and future. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, that promo code is BELIEVE50, BLEAV50. To receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. So salute to Bet Online. Salute to Aber Insurance. Go to aberinsurance.net for all your insurance needs. That's home, business, auto, life insurance. The great people at Able, servicing in the state of Virginia for over 20 years. Something the Ball Hawk sent you, and they would definitely look into providing an affordable policy for you and your family. Also, Alcova Mortgage, as you heard the commercial, go to alcovahighlands.com so you can look into refinancing or getting you a loan to help with your financial needs. Holiday season is upon us, so make sure you check out alcovahighlands.com. Twitterspaces.com. So with that being said, man, let's jump into the Twitter space of the day. And make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share the Ball Hawk Show content. And if you're looking for more from me, go to AhmadHawkins.com. You can see all my interviews, catch up on anything I've done on television here locally in Charlottesville. And also, if you have a question for me, it's the contact option at the bottom. Just go to that contact option, type in what you want to say, and it's emailed directly to me. Oh, and before I get done, make sure you leave feedback on Apple, man. Help with the algorithm. 1 star, 5 star, preferably 5 stars. And any 1 or 2 sentences in the body area or what you thought about the episode that you listened to, I definitely appreciate the feedback and the support. So without further ado, man, here is today's Twitter Spaces episode.
But y'all acting like Embiid could just take a little dude to the hoop. And y'all be claiming y'all know fucking basketball.
Nobody said that except for, nobody said that.
You did just say that.
No, I did not. I said, why is he 3-3?
You just said that,
bro. No, I didn't.
Everybody heard.
I said that. You're not, I never said that.
That was me.
He agreed with you.
No, I did not.
So we're not going to act like we ain't seen Joel Embiid taking niggas to the basket.
I never said I want him taking anybody to the basket. I'm asking why he's shooting a 3 with a little guy on him. Why are you not posting a little guy up? How did you get that little guy on you? You probably set a pick and you popped. Yeah. You picked and popped. Why did you not pick and go to the paint? That's my point.
They call for a pick and pop, Steve.
So then why the fuck is he getting the ball?
That's his whole point.
That is my point.
You can't do pick and roll every time. Sometimes they shake up the defense.
He doesn't have to take the shot, though, Carlos. It's clearly not a good shot. You give it up.
Steve, who are we talking about?
Joel Embiid.
Who are we talking about? So the whole thing is, right?
Not this year.
So last year I had
it
the
wasn't
same,
last year either.
Hold on. Let me. Last year I had this same gripe with Anthony Davis, right? Where I would get mad at him for shooting threes. Yeah, last year was his lowest 3-point percentage in his career, right? So what does he do this year? I mean, he's going to the basket, but that helps with his game as far as his mid-range and his 3-point. So maybe what Embiid does is he starts off close to the basket and then gradually, because he knows the defense is going to send help, so now he knows that, hey, I got this in my arsenal. It's an evolution of his game. It's the same thing with 3-pointers. It's the evolution of the game at the end of the day. It's all the evolution. We go from dribbling the basketball for 3 years to now players being able to dribble the ball, get to the basket. It's called evolution. It happens. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with the NFL. It pretty much went from mostly running the ball to now we're having all these records as far as passing. It's all the evolution, bro, at the end of the day. So you can't necessarily pin the issue on one person. That's what people are trying to tell you. That's what people are trying to say. You can't pin the fact that the NBA, college, AAU, high school, they're shooting more threes on one person. This has been going on for years. It's just been going up and up over the years, bro. That is what it is.
And with that, if you are going to pin it on one person, Curry's not the one to do it, because Curry's still a 40% 3-point shooter. If you want to blame it on a guy jacking, look, I'm a big Harden fan, but Harden's like a 34% 3-point shooter. Sometimes it's been 33, and he was shooting 13 a game. 13 threes a game. Like, so if you want to blame it on somebody jacking, it ain't Curry. Like,
yeah, let's blame that guy.
Like, hold on, bro.
I mean, that's my least favorite player. So
hold on, neighborhood. Alex got his hand up, bro.
Hey, Alex made a good point in the. He wrote a comment. And go ahead. Steve didn't like that. Well, Steve, Steve did.
Hey, well, look,
he did talk about this in the chat, but we ain't gonna bring up coaching though.
Hey, but look, real quick, points. Ahmad, yeah, I know. LeBron James obviously a better ball handler, but I was just saying the outrage Steve has for Joel Embiid doing that, that was the outrage for LeBron doing that with Steph Curry. That was the only reason why I brought it up.
And Alex, I had the same outrage. Why the fuck are you not taking Steph Curry to the hole?
But look, listen. Look, all this really boils down to...
Hey, Steve, I'm going to drop you and bring you back because I can't
leave,
bro.
Get him out. Never mind. fuck you and your damn logic now. See, you try to help Steve. Nah, fuck that. Nah, I ain't apologizing no more.
I had to drop him and bring him back.
Hold on, Steve had to leave.
Nah, there I dropped him. I'm bringing him back.
Hey, can we go back to blame ahead. Harden?
Wait, no, hold on. Before we get to Harden, same like, obviously, well, to my knowledge, no. Y'all can hear me?
That was T's fault, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. But, nah, like, all I was saying was, obviously, you know, none of us, to my knowledge, traveled 365 watching basketball. But, like, I think really and truly all this shit, like, if we're talking from, like, a middle school, high school level, really boils down to fucking coaching. I've literally seen, now this is just my experience, obviously everybody's seen different people play, but I've seen coaches watch players dribble the ball down the court and take what I call these these far three-pointers and sit a fucking player on the bench. Like, legit, all right, you think that shit was cute? Come sit your ass down. And, like, you have to have some kind of structure and to what you're doing. Yes, they can't shoot the three, but it's up to the coach to say, hey, this is a bad shot, this is a good shot. I need you to take this shot. If you're comfortable with it, take it. If not, don't take it. Like, it's as simple as that. And if nobody's telling these kids at 13, 14, or whatever age, high school, middle school, hey, if you don't start practicing on this shit more, I'm not going to allow you to do this shit in my game. You guys going to sit on the bench, and that's going to be final. But I feel like there's a lot of favoritism when it comes to coaches, at least where I'm from, where you get certain players who get special privileges, and that's just how it works. I mean, it probably works like that everywhere. But my whole thing is I'm not blaming Steph. I'm blaming coaching. Like, that was pretty much my whole point. If you allow them to do it younger, they're going to keep doing it. Look at not even three-pointers. Look at Lonzo Ball in the way he shot the ball when he first came to the league. Nobody told him that was fucking horrible, and he had to relearn how to shoot in the NBA. It's all really coaching, in my opinion.
And I agree with that to a large point. We have to realize that, not to make excuse, a lot of these coaches are, you know, they're teachers trying to make a paycheck. How many coaches actually play basketball? You know what I mean? Like, organized basketball. You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of coaches, especially down here in Tampa, they ain't really played no basketball. You know what I mean? So they don't know the structure. They don't know, how to develop skills. They go off of athleticism. And like you said, this kid gets to shoot threes or whatever. Or also, am I cool with the mama and daddy? Because a lot of the coaches are influenced by the parents now. You know what I mean? So that's what I wanted to add in the first place, besides the training that Steen was saying with the with the kids he witnessed shooting threes for 2 hours. You got to understand also that at 12, 13 years old, not many players are really developed. Shooting is the hardest skill to teach and to learn. You know what I mean? Layups is easy. Dribbling is easy. You know what I mean? Shooting, that takes, they say to be a great shooter, it takes 15,000 shots. Most kids ain't doing that. You know what I mean? So, anyway, that's all I'm going to add.
I think it was Nate Brink and then Nate.
I think Sid was before me.
It was Sid before me.
It was, okay. It was Sid.
So it was before you, so Brink, Sid, then Neighborhood.
Oh, Sid actually had his up before me.
Go ahead, Sid.
Brink.
But I didn't know Sid was talking basketball.
I got some messy shit to talk about, so y'all can go ahead and get the serious stuff.
Okay, but what Vid was saying, let me hop in real quick because I know okay. He could change it. I completely agree with, because
if he talk, I can't.
It's AAU kind of,
yeah, he's talking,
you know, weekend
talking.
Tournament right. Where go it's ahead. Just jacking up threes. And you don't sit a player, because if you sit him, the parents are going to take him and move him to another team. It's just like in youth football, where you got the kid that is going to be, you know, he's going to be all world, and you let him do pretty much whatever he wants to do. Because if not, the parents are going to take him if you actually try to teach him the football and the position skill set. It's not about that. It's about the highlights. not the actual fundamentals. But I'll drop in.
But that's the thing, Brent, is why are the kids doing that? Because they're watching the NBA players do it. They're not just doing it because they want to, right?
It's the market.
But if the NBA players, if the NBA players, let's just say Russell Westbrook was one of the biggest players, he was the player, they would all be running to the rim taking dumb shots.
But no,
everybody don't got three.
But Steam, if you wanted to blame anybody, blame ESPN, blame YouTube, because that's what is being projected to the kids. If you actually sit and watch a full game, the game is more than that. On the higher level, the game is more than that. Like the whole Warriors don't play defense. The Warriors championships are won because they played great team defense.
They were the best defense that year.
And they don't just shoot threes on offense. They move about the ball. They set screens. Yeah. Like their offense is so high. Like it's such a high.
See, I never said any of that though. Like I never said they only shoot threes.
No, I get what you're saying, Steam, but Steam, what we're all trying to say is that you're saying, hey, this guy ruined basketball because of what the media shows as the highlights, but the thing is, he don't control that. The Warriors don't control that. Like, he's playing a style of game that works for them, that has led to them winning four championships. It's changed basketball. Yeah, okay, whatever. But that's not him ruining basketball. Like, I don't like the term ruin basketball. Like,
and that still don't stop that coach from sitting.
Uh-oh. Who muted everybody? Oh.
This the mute space. Welcome, everybody.
You get mute happy, everybody.
It does, Alex. Brink literally just explained why it does stop you from sitting people. It does. You can't sit these kids.
Yes, you can. Look, bro.
So
I play almost my whole life. Niggas can get sad.
Let me ask you this.
That's a fact. They can get sad.
Let me ask you this, right? So back when Zion was Zion, right? Let's just say he decided to just go shoot threes because he fucking wanted to. You can't sit him. But he was not shooting it like that. Like what Brink said, I'm coming down the court and I'm pulling up. Like LaMelo used to do. LaMelo used to come down, pull up. He was hitting him, whatever. But let's say Zion played like LaMelo but didn't have it, right?
Yeah.
Come down the court, pull up right as soon as you cross half court, right?
Yeah.
You can't sit that guy. You got the fans there to watch him.
Why?
Coaches don't give a fuck about fans.
Hold on. I think you're kind of convoluting the situation. If Zion is known to go to the basket and dunk, and we know Zion is a dunker, and all of a sudden he starts shooting like Melo Ball from half court and he missing it. If you don't think that coach gonna take him out, and that's all he doing, he ain't going to the basket. That's what you making it seem like. If you don't think that coach ain't gonna sit that dude and he bricking a lot of threes, then hey, man, I don't know what to tell you, brother.
I got a better example then. You have LaMelo doing it, and he misses all these threes, right? You cannot sit him. His dad is going to – I'm going to tell you why.
Do you know there were seven other –
Every time I go to tell you why, he cuts me off.
Tell me why.
LaMelo. We're using LaMelo Ball.
Yeah.
His dad is going to –
Stop.
Welcome back to the music space, fellas. Go ahead, finish your thought.
Let him finish. Go ahead.
Y'all got it.
I didn't do it, bro. Go ahead.
But look, bro, LaMelo
Ball.
We'll
have a conversation later, Ahmad. I'm good on this.
That Sierra Canyon team had seven other All-Americans. He would for sure get benched. But
I preference this on middle school and high school. Not wait till he gets to college.
But look, man, I will admit I'm not. I don't quite know this new basketball that's going on. I wouldn't say it's ruined, but it's a lot of shit that you have to relearn. Like, transition offense is their primary offense today. That's not how I grew up on basketball. I grew up half-court sets, back to the basket. That's not what's going on no more. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm just going to try to learn what's going on now. That's simple as that.
Hold on, I don't notice
current basketball. I don't know what the fuck is going on. It's just fun to watch.
I like your mind, hey, look, neighborhood.
I'm an X's and O's. When it comes to basketball, I'm an X's and O's nigga. I really play basketball, bro. I really look at the X's and O's. You can't really do that so much like right now. You look at a team like the Raptors. The Raptors don't have a half court set. If you actually watch them, they don't have not one. They're the number one in transition offense right now. I haven't looked, but I could probably bet that they are though. Like, you don't really see half court sets no more, bro. You don't see it. And it's the market. Dunkers are not getting high draft. Like, they're not doing well in basketball right now, bro. All these high flyers you remember in high school, all these hoop mixtape niggas, they go straight to fucking G League, my nigga. After a few years, they fizzle out.
All right, so real quick, man.
For years and years.
All right, so real quick, man. I just hear a lot of fucking complaining and bitching and moaning. Like,
hey, man, stop talking about things like that, man.
Hey, look, listen. Hear me out. It's a lot of bitching and moaning.
That's what he said. But, Tyler Heineken, yeah, bitch.
That's cool. Fuck Tyler.
Hey,
Taylor,
come on,
Tyler, whatever the fuck his name
is. Kick Spodey and bring her back up.
But real quick, though, seriously, though, like, if we look at the game, bro, like, that shit changes with who comes into the league. Like, when LeBron came into the league, what the fuck was everybody trying to do?
Dunk on niggas.
They're trying to do the fucking LeBron dunks. Like, that's it's the evolution of the game. Like, y'all got, like, you got to stop crying about shit changing.
Yeah, not everybody can do the LeBron dunk. Not everybody can do the LeBron dunk.
I was trying to get your attention.
Everybody can shoot the ball. No, T-Swift, the difference is
the fuck up.
The guy that's 4 foot can shoot a ball. They can't try to dunk.
Steam, shut the fuck up. They got 6 foot rims.
Because you're wrong.
Steam, you're a grown man, bro.
So I'm going to mute him. You're a grown man. He won't shut the fuck up. He cried about somebody over-talking him. Cutting him the whole time. Fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck all that. He going to shut the fuck up and he going to listen. He just cried about somebody cutting him off the whole time. And now that's what he going to do. Now, what I'm saying is, when you see those 6 foot, 8 foot rims, motherfuckers was doing LeBron dunks. They wasn't shooting from fucking 30 feet. That's what I'm saying. Like, evolution, when you're watching a game as a kid, you have people that you look up to that's playing the fucking game, and you try to emulate that. That's what the fuck I'm saying. So if you shut the fuck up and listen, you'll understand that. It's the evolution. I understand somebody 4'3" is not dunking on a fucking 10-foot court. I get that. That's common fucking sense. What I'm saying is the evolution of the game makes it that way. So Steph shooting the three ball from 30, 35 feet, that's just nice. Motherfuckers been shooting the three ball. He just shoot it more. That's all I'm saying. So if that's the case, then you could say, oh, LeBron ruined basketball. LeBron and Harden ruined.
You're not using no fucking common sense.
Hold on, who plays basketball at six foot?
All right, so I'm gonna mute him again because he wants to shut the fuck up. So if LeBron and Harden ruined basketball by fucking flopping, how about that? They fucking ruined basketball by flopping.
Damn, he breaking his mic on you,
ass niggas with the flopping. They fucking ruined basketball.
Damn,
Flop Master Flex.
Floppy
damn.
Ass niggas.
Sloppy birds, nigga.
The Mute King has spoken, goddammit.
T Smoot in the building.
Yo, hold on, nigga. Don't let that
hey, the GOAT flopper was Reggie, though.
LeBron James and niggas.
Reggie was a GOAT flopper, bro. Reggie was a GOAT flopper.
Y'all niggas don't hoop, my nigga.
You were trying to dunk on a 6 foot rim. Who the fuck plays basketball on a 6 foot rim? You? Because I sure the fuck don't.
You ain't listening, fam.
Bro,
hey.
Kids, you fucking idiot. Kids.
Hey, Steve, let me tell you a little secret.
Stupid ass.
T-Smith don't take no damn threes.
At all, and I lock your bum ass down too. Cause that's what the fuck I do. I'm the don't fucking best at that shit.
Nah, y'all ain't gonna let you keep doing things like that. Nah, talk, Steve. Get his ass, Steve.
You see how you keep muting
me? You see how you keep muting me?
It's all because Sam is here. That's why.
You see how you keep muting me? I got you. I got you right where I want you.
You're stupid.
Pause. You keep fucking muting. You're fucking stupid.
Why you want him, bro?
Hey, don't let that nigga talk to you like that.
Nobody plays basketball on a 6 foot fucking rim for anything I was talking about. You're fucking stupid. I never said
how is a nigga yelling at the mic 5 foot rim, away. Bro. Look at him.
It sounds stupid.
This nigga talking on the PSP right now. T-Smith, where you at, bro?
He got a fucking Android talking to me. Get the fuck out of here.
But no, look, bro. Y'all blame LeBron James for flopping. Y'all put
a nigga yelling at the mic and he's 5 feet away from me.
Hey, look, a lot of that is true, bro. Like, it is one, to blame is the business. Two is marketability. Back, 10, 15 years ago, ESPN Top 10, they had like 3-4 highlights of LeBron dunking. What do they show now? Cats shooting long threes. So what do you think these kids are going to try to emulate?
Yeah,
we
Bear
all
Bull.
Emulate
but I don't know what the fuck
we
I'm
see
talking about
all the time.
But the
you
thing
right.
is,
I don't know what I'm talking about, Bear Bull.
A majority of people that play basketball can't fucking dunk. So it's great you're trying to emulate LeBron on a 6 foot. It's cool you're trying to emulate LeBron on a 6 foot fucking
down,
rim,
down,
but it doesn't move me at all,
bro. I'm trying to talk sense to you, bro. Calm down, bro. Take Duncan out.
You boy,
I was in here when somebody said that Chuck AI. Ruin basketball because cross it. He won't the first one. Tim Hardaway and all of, you know what I mean?
Wait, I was the one who said that. He ruined it by carrying, not the crossover.
Okay, my bad. But
and the hand checking.
When I'm going, okay, my fault. But what I'm saying is, people seen that. Like, I'm from the era where to break somebody's ankles was cool. Why? Because that was on the highlights, bro. They had a video game called Ankle Breakers. You know what I mean? Like, so it's marketability.
Bro, motherfucker that ain't
whatever.
What console was Ankle Breakers on?
It's still cool to break people's ankles.
I thought he was about to say
whatever,
A1.
So whatever
drop.
The name was, bro.
It was A1, wasn't it? A1 Street Ball, right?
Something, but, bro, whatever it is.
Yeah, that was the name of the move, the Ankle Breaker.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Whatever. But regardless of the fact is, all right, I fucked up once. Whatever. The thing was, it was cats was trying to break cats' ankles, bro. And then it went to, you know what I mean? We can go
hey,
to
Big
the LeBron eras or
hey,
the Vince Carter
era. Hey, Big Bug, did it matter? Did it? If you broke somebody's ankles at first, did it matter if you made the shot or not?
It still doesn't.
Yes.
Not at all.
It still it doesn't.
Hold on, bro.
No, you got to hit that hole now.
It still doesn't. I see it all the time on the internet.
No, you got to hit that hole. You got to hit that hole now.
You got to hit it.
Hey, first of all, Steams ain't never broke no ankles.
Ever.
Spody, you've never touched a basketball court. What are we
you
doing?
You crazy as fuck. I used to play basketball. I played freeball and got a championship, motherfucker. Fuck you talking about it.
Jeez.
The NBA too is moving international. They're trying to sell the game to the whole world. You're like hyper athleticism maybe doesn't work in some markets. You can sell shooting to anybody at any point in the whole world. But hey, dude from China, you may not ever be able to catch an alley-oop, but you can probably shoot this three. Here's a Steph Curry jersey. They're trying to sell the game international. You know, they're going to India. They're trying to go all these places.
Because I was told yesterday that the rest of the world isn't athletic; it's only America. But anyway, carry
no,
on.
No, that's not true. That's not true. But if you look at a place like China, you're not going to have dudes jumping out the gym like they're jumping out over here. Maybe I'm ignorant. I've never been to China.
Where did Giannis
just don't
come
think
from?
He's African. He's an African, bro. He's Nigerian. He's Greek. He's a Greek. He's a Greek national, but he's African, bro.
Yeah, he's
Greek and Nigerian.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a Greek national. He's Nigerian. He's a Greek national. He's Nigerian.
Nigga, say it again.
He's a Greek national, and he's a Nigerian African man. He's not Greek. He's a Greek national. He's an African.
Nigga, we
he's
get
neighborhood. You hell.
Hey, Frank.
He repeated that shit four more times. Man.
Sorry, my dad's from Nigeria. Is like he gets real pissed off. People call him Greek. My dad's from Africa, so that's why my dad's like he's not Greek. He's African. So
okay,
that's
I got point. You. Okay.
I blame coaching.
This motherfucker really gave me.
I want to go back to. Hold on.
Way,
I want to go back real
argument.
Quick to that.
There's no
LeBron
fucking way.
Shit. I want to go back to that just for a quick second, bro. Because it's a reason why he flopped. Not to say it's a reason he flops every time, but he has to exaggerate a lot of that contact because
Melo did
get,
the same thing.
Would not get those calls if he didn't exaggerate those contacts. So
who,
it's not
LeBron.
Not yeah. to mention, if we're talking about that, I literally watched Michael Jordan do it. Like. He bitched to a ref. Oh, he fouled me when he never got fouled. And the ref would fucking call the call.
That's different. That's different. But I'm talking like LeBron.
Shaq didn't flop. He needed to.
Shaq is the most dominant player ever.
He didn't flop, but he used to big on got fouled.
Shaq didn't flop because he didn't want to shoot a fucking free throw.
Hey. He used to swing on niggas.
He hit them motherfuckers when he had to, though. He made them motherfuckers when he had to.
So wait, did Shaq ruin basketball because of the hack of Shaq? Did he ruin basketball too? Is that what we know? Every nigga.
I mean, if you're against basketball, yeah. Look, if I'm a Ben Simmons fan, yeah, he did.
Basketball, right? Neighborhood, you watch basketball
every day.
All right, so bring up a 6 foot rim again.
Yo, bro, if you know there is a 6 foot
rim, and I play basketball,
dumbass nigga.
I don't play on six. I've never played on a 6 foot fucking rim in my life.
Hold on, real quick. I have my hand.
Look, T. Smith chose the wrong one.
He chose the wrong one.
Hey, Carlos, hold on. So when Michael Jordan was playing, was hand checking allowed?
Yeah.
Why is hand checking not allowed?
Is that a foul now?
Yes.
And you want to know why it's not a foul? All right,
cool.
It is a foul. All
right, cool.
Because of that bitch that wore 23 that made it a foul now.
No. It's a foul because of KD swing through, if you want to be real.
Why the fuck does your favorite player wear 23, stupid? Why did he wear...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
23. Why?
My favorite player wears 6.
Why did your favorite player wear 23?
Because he said nobody deserves.
You didn't ask me that. You asked me why does he wear 23? He doesn't wear 23 right now. He wears 6.
Nobody should wear 23. That number should be retired.
Exactly. And why?
That's what.
Hey, number 2 should be retired for the Lakers too. While we talking about retired jerseys,
you know
number 6 is about to be retired too. Dumbass.
Why number 2 be retired?
Derek Fisher's
label. Hey, get the fuck out of here.
Should be retired too because no more 6.
Yeah, bro. Stop letting that nigga talk to y'all.
Number 6 is retired.
Hey, neighbor, that's my favorite player. Relax.
I fuck with Derek Fisher, but come on, bro. I'm an L.A.
He's in the Role Player Hall of Fame.
Hey, yeah, that's what Fisher's he got in. 5 rings, too.
Fuck
hey,
look. Derek Fisher.
Him, Robert
fuck Rick
Ory.
Fox.
You know,
fuck Robert Horry. Hey,
fuck Derek Fisher. Shouts out to my nigga Matt Barnes.
What hey, relax on that.
Matt Barnes is a god.
Hey,
Matt Barnes
relax
you
must on
be
that.
Bold hey. If you hate Rick
who,
Fox.
Who would be in your Role Player Hall of Fame?
Jason Williams is up there.
Hey,
I'm gonna shout out somebody random just because I fuck with his name. My nigga Samaki Walker, because if he didn't play basketball, he wouldn't do nothing else.
Fuck Samaki Walker.
So that put him in the Role Player Hall of Fame.
Yeah, my nigga. For me, yeah, bro. Samaki Walker.
Fuck Samaki Walker.
You never seen a nigga get around a Samaki Walker screen, my nigga. Go back and watch.
Fuck Samaki Walker.
James Poe.
Boris Diaw.
Hey, James you can't Poe. Have. What are you trying to put? 20
Diaw was
in
nice.
Hall of Fame.
Antoine Walker. Nice. Antoine
hey,
Walker.
You know, who was Antoine Walker? Role saved, player? How about the guy? How about the role player that saved Michael Jordan? Steve Kerr.
Who?
Hey, I got Steve Kerr jersey.
Steve Kerr.
If you're.
Someone asked like an
LeBron James.
I would say in order to be in the Role Player Hall of Fame, you cannot have more than what 2 career All-Star games?
My nigga Smush Parker. Shout out to my nigga Smush Parker.
No, boot it. He says Smush Parker roll. Get him out of here.
Nah, fuck Smush Parker, my nigga.
Don't
Smush
do that. Lamar Kobe Odom. Intentionally didn't shoot the ball when Smush was on his team just to prove how bad Smush and the boys were. Don't do that.
What about the
that was a terrible
player,
team, right?
Man, I'm just too long
yo,
talking.
What about the greatest role player of all time, Robert Horry? Doesn't he have like 8 rings?
Robert Horry.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't always a role player, bro.
He wasn't always a role player. Yeah.
He wasn't
when was he the go-to guy? Hold on, whoa. When was he the go-to guy?
Yeah, he was always
in like Houston. I mean, he wasn't the GOAT. He had a Olajuwon, but he was up there.
He was the third. He wasn't even the second best player on his team.
Not any of the scoring.
Wait, who was better? Who was better than him? I know that Drexler came the second year, but the year before, it was Olajuwon and him. Was Cassell better than him? Is that what y'all saying?
No.
I believe Cassell.
They only had Drexler for 1 year. They only had Drexler for that second run.
That first run, they tried to trade.
He's better than Otis Thorpe.
They tried to trade. Something happened with the trade. It didn't go through.
Yeah, but that would have been a mistake in hindsight. Like, Ori was really good. They're trying to trade him.
I take it back. Is Rodman considered a role player?
No.
Yes.
No. 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 What? He's the greatest rebounder of all time. How's he a role player?
That was his role.
At 6'8".
He was
putting up Will Chamberlain rebounding numbers at 6'8".
There's two type of players on a team, right? There's stars and there's role players.
That's a 2K ass take, right?
Robin was a star. It's Dennis Robin. He was a star.
I mean,
he banged Carmen Electra on the floor of the stadium. What are we talking about?
He was an attraction.
He was like a sideshow. Dennis Robin was probably the biggest star on every team he was on, bro.
Sideshows are role players. Thank you, like Alex.
He wasn't a role player, bro. That's crazy.
Hold on. Let me get to the hands right quick because we got people in the queue. Axe, what's up?
Them niggas better start talking.
Man, I'm going to put this to sleep real quick. I think it's an age reference. I think people don't remember NBA Jam, We're Heating Up, or NBA Street. Look, when we played high school, and I'm going to show my old ass, like, you would have one shooter barely on a team. And then if you got in, coach be like 10 passes before he can shoot. And motherfuckers would be scared to shoot. As the game progressed, then all of a sudden now you show up at these schools and you're playing these teams. You guys have one shooter and the other school has like three or four now. So that's where the game evolution-wise moved up. Because before you get to a school back in high school back in the day, there might be one good shooter. Now you show up at these schools and they got all kinds of good shooters now. So it is the evolution of the game.
Because shooting is the equalizer.
I got two questions for Axe.
Never leave the shooter. Larry Nagy told me that, boy.
You never leave your wingman.
Jimmy
Axe is about 70 fucking five.
Axe
played for Red Arbaugh.
That motherfucker watched Bill Russell.
I just want to give you Dan Dockich. Man, I can name the coach.
Who's this high school?
Axe, how old are you, nigga?
Nigga, I'm stating facts. What does it matter?
I'm that motherfucker is about 86.
He's the same age.
It really matters. He just told you his age by what the fuck he just said.
Axe told you. I think it was Axe yesterday. Told you time is a construct.
If you went to a basketball school, there are definitely more than one shooters on your team, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I think he was just giving an example.
No, wait a minute. There was no 3-point line when he was growing up. No, there wasn't shooters.
Back in the 90s, teams had two shooters at most, and especially.
And they subbed in for each other.
And everyone was trying to dunk. Yeah. I remember Marcus Rain, a lot of times they were the slower white dudes. Dunk in the game, coach was like, get it.
Well, what's happening in the hood? Honestly, we ain't had no white boys. Everybody can shoot.
You saw shooting really coming in? The NCAA tournament, that was the equalizer for these small schools to pull the upsets?
You know about Tony Rutland. You played with Chuck.
Tony Brothers?
You know what I mean?
Tony Rutland, bro.
Oh,
did you say brothers?
Not Tony Brothers. I'm talking about the referee.
Tony Brothers. I was like,
No, man.
Rutland, son. Rutland. No, Gary.
Go look at a lot of the early.
Sean Kemp just killing them out there.
A lot of those
guys. That team is Spud Webb and Dominique Williams.
Because they were shooters over there.
Dominique who?
Do you know who Spud Webb is?
Dominique who?
Right.
You said Dominique Williams. What are you. What?
Right. Do you remember that?
Are you talking about Dominique Wilkins?
Right. My bad. There you go. See? There you go, boy.
Like, what?
But it was also niggas back.
Right name then. Hold on, bro. I knew who he was.
I'm not gonna act like it wasn't niggas back then who didn't get clowned for not shooting. Jason Williams was no Jay Williams for a long ass. I mean, Jason Kidd was no Jay Kidd for a long ass time.
Hey, Jason Williams wasn't a good shooter either.
He is now at the end of his career. He ended up his career.
He got better.
But anyway, let me finish though.
He was like a 30% 3-point shooter.
Clyde the Glide Drexler used to get clowned for not shooting. Dominique clown for not shooting.
Shane Battier is.
If we're gonna blame this on
LeBron, LeBron James got clowned for not shooting
in 90. That's who we're blaming it on when Leitner hit that shot.
Man, fuck Christian Leitner, bro. He don't make noise nowhere but college.
Here we go, champion.
Right. Hey, what you know about Wally Zerbiak?
Hey, that's Steve.
Shout out Wally Zerbiak.
I didn't see him play. No, that's my guy. Fucking old. Sorry,
I got his jersey too.
I mean, I've watched him play like not Wally live. Zerbiak. I've never seen him play live. Sorry,
he was on that Freewell and Cassell KG team that went to the Western Conference Finals.
I saw
him in college when he played.
Yeah, Latrell was the truth, man.
That nigga used to choke niggas out, bro.
Hey, him and Allen Houston. I wanted that.
He had them Dadas. Y'all remember the Dadas?
BJ, what's up, buddy?
Says a lot.
Hey, I'm curious. Sad said he's got a message. I want to hear what his
talking to you, man.
Take was.
Hold on, we got to
carry the algorithm. Hey, I don't care about you all them goddamn cameras.
That one time?
No.
Sad said he had a nasty agenda to push.
Because it was a nigga in here hating on mobile quarterbacks.
No, I ain't got no nasty agenda. I got smoked.
Uh-oh, with who, dog?
My fault. I misquote. He's got
smoked.
Neighborhood hating on Derek Fisher getting his jersey retired.
Nigga, fuck Derek Fisher, bro.
Hey, let's head get his bars off. He been with...
Wow.
Nigga, hairline terrible.
Your running ass is finally up in here. It came to my attention that you had a bullshit take about my team the other day. Would you care to repeat that right now?
Yeah, he said, fuck your team, nigga.
Said who you talking to, dog?
Alex. Okay. The bum ass tiny fan.
What's the bullshit? Hey, said, look, check this out. It's not a bullshit take. Do you think Tom Brady's playing good this year? Yes or no?
Hell no, that nigga playing like monkey shit.
Okay, do you think your offense is a good offense as far as scoring?
Fuck no.
So what's the issue here? That's all I said.
They said, I had a question about your
team.
Hey,
but Alex, what's the old adage?
What?
Live by offense sells games and defense wins championships,
that's
correct?
A fact. No, yeah, that's a fact. No, Seth, I think what the issue was is everybody in here was saying, oh, man, if Tom Brady getting their playoffs, this, and this. And not everybody, just some people. And I was like, bro, if you take Brady off the back of that fucking jersey and you just look at that team play and you look at his numbers, there's no way we taking this team serious right now. And everybody kept saying, but it is Tom Brady. I'm like, Has he been talking about the Tom Brady y'all keep talking about?
But we taking the Giants serious after that little skid that they're going on?
No, I mean,
taking them more serious than
my argument was that the defense can keep the game close, and I trust Brady at the end. I think that's what a lot of people were kind of saying. Like, they ain't expecting Brady to win a shootout, but that defense is
now, here's a question for the room. Hypothetically speaking, if the Giants and the Bucks are in the playoffs right now as their current build, which team do you trust more?
I got a question. Can the Bucks stop the run? If the Bucks
can we stop the run, bro? Even though we got gas for 200 yards two games in a row,
They can't stop the run. That offensive line is really injured. Tom Brady can't.
Ask Kamara how many yards he got.
Hey, Sid, I got a question for you though.
Yeah,
I've been seeing how many throwing attempts that Tom Brady has. Do you think that's sustainable, bro?
What you
throwing 40 and 50 times a game?
Hey, bro, that's one of my biggest complaints about that nigga. He's thrown 45. He's thrown 45 or more passes in 8 of our games this year, and he has failed to reach over 300 yards passing.
At 46 years old.
I mean, that's what happens when you got a fat, sloppy running back.
Hey, Sid, and that was pretty much my whole take. It wasn't about the team itself. It was people just pretty much saying, oh, if Tom Brady can get in the playoffs, anything can happen. I get it.
No, the context was no.
If Tom Brady gets in the playoffs, he can beat anybody.
The context, if he plays in Dallas first round, would you put your money on Brady if he starts heating up?
That's what
the context
is. He don't even got to beat him versus everybody, right?
Tom Brady,
I think they'll beat Dallas.
You putting your money against him versus the 49ers?
The same narrative that you spitting right now is the same narrative that you spitting right now, bro, is the same narrative that my 0-2 Bucks had. We couldn't put points on the board neither, but we had one hell of a defense.
Wait, are you a believer now?
I'm not. Hell no. I've never been a fucking
believer. The Cowboys.
I'm not a believer in Brady. I'm a believer in my defense, nigga.
Yeah.
No, that was week one. Hey, that is a horrible example.
No. I was asking. I didn't even know.
Oh, BJ, they did.
The last two times they played, the Bucks have won.
I think the Bucks beat him. Remember the Bucks beat him opening night last year.
Tom Brady has never
Are we comparing ourselves to the Cowboys? Come on now. Look, we match up well against the Cowboys.
They said, did you watch the full game Monday night?
I was at the game Monday night.
Okay, good. I'm glad I can ask you this. Here's my conspiracy. I don't know how he scores with 3 minutes left, and then he gets the ball back within 2:39. You mean to tell me what did the Saints do that they couldn't, that they had to punt, that they couldn't take more Klein off the
punt? Some dumb shit.
I mean, you watched the game, right?
It was horrible coaching.
God damn, can I answer the question, please?
But don't answer that dumb
question. Basically, what they went from, that two-man shell that they was running all game, two-deep shell with man coverage. They went away from that and went straight prevent. That's what fucked them up, because you know Brady, he loves the fucking dink and dunk.
That's not what happened.
You mean that's not what happened? Nigga, I was there and I seen it with my own fucking eyes.
You misunderstood what he was asking. He's asking how the Bucks got the ball back so quick from the Saints after they scored the touchdown.
The Saints refused to run it on second and third down.
Exactly.
Thank you, Salter. Thank you, Salter.
And I was getting ready to get to that.
I'm sorry. My bad. I'm just saying it's fixed. Because then all of a sudden I woke up this morning. I'm like, how is this possible? And I swear they paint these narratives for Brady.
The Saints wanted to lose that game. That's what happened.
They wanted to lose that game, bro. I don't know why, but they did nothing that would like lead you to believe.
And don't even have their fucking pick.
Maybe if the Saints had a fucking head coach who knew how to fucking make a damn decision, could have fucking won the game.
I would have understood.
Somebody that got BJ Starr.
I'm going to get my mason jar for these tears of yours.
It's a good thing for the continuity.
Sosa, you remember before the season when all those Saints fans were talking about, oh, we don't need Sean Payton. We don't need Sean Payton to call plays.
Like yep, and their asses was hyping up Winston, Taysom Hill, and Chris Olave. They was only right about
Chris Olave. Go look at the numbers.
Go look at the numbers. You're one of them dumbass niggas.
They was only right about one, Chris Olave, because Michael Thomas is out for the game.
Go look at the numbers.
You would miss that head coach. You would miss his ability to scheme. Call
hey,
bro.
Your head coach is Brock Purdy. I mean, your fucking quarterback is Brock Purdy. Fuck you.
Mr. Irrelevant.
You fucked it up.
The ancient Sean Payton like we miss Bruce
Arians. Y'all keeping that pick looking real nice for us, man. Y'all keep fucking losing, bum ass niggas.
You couldn't even get the thought out.
Hey, Zara, go Brock ahead. Zara, you got your hand up.
Kyle Shanahan.
Fuck you, Sosa.
Do we really got to do that? I mean, hey.
Hey. Hear he.
T. Smith, fuck you.
I am the algorithm. Y'all need some goddamn peppermints for all this bullshit that's coming out y'all damn mouth. Goddamn.
Hey, Zar, you like Spike Dynamite.
And this is my bad.
Tell Russell Wilson to get that bullshit off his shoulder.
Man, I'm going to say my take on the.
Hey, man, Steen, you know you my guy, but fuck you, bro. All right, go ahead, Zar.
Did you just cut off the algorithm?
Hey, fuck you.
Bro,
yo, you just
did it. That's
wild.
That's it. Hey, you got too much dip on your chip. Shut up. Let's talk. All right, now look. This is the deal with the Bucks. Let's not front. Like, some people are saying the Bucks are not that team. But we can all agree Tom Brady's kind of like Tiger Woods. In the tournament, he can conjure up that magic and win it all.
15 women.
Tiger Woods lately.
The Bucks.
Yo, Tiger Woods can still swing a fucking golf club. He says he can't walk.
Like Bruce Lee said, listen. The Bucks are one of the few teams, regardless of who they play, at that time, they can muster up enough gamesmanship to win the goddamn game.
Gamesmanship?
That's what everybody is talking about.
Gamesmanship? Could you give me the definition
of that, please?
Wet mouth. Be quiet,
that's a word,
bro.
Y'all. Stop.
I'm just letting you look. Just because someone's dropping some knowledge on you.
I don't think he knows the definition of the right word.
Vocab?
Hey, can we calm down? You know he looks forward to Messy Wednesday, so let him have the platform right quick. You know he's so excited.
I'm just saying, sir.
Alex, bring your ass back up here. I ain't done with you yet.
All I wanted to say was,
if they got so much game and shit, why aren't they over 500?
That can muster up enough to win it all. That's all I'm. And everybody knows that. Everybody started to discredit the Bucks. It's one of the few teams.
You
want to
bet?
Hey, Zon, can I ask you a question?
What's up, Homer Simpson?
Who's got a better scoring defense, the Bucks or Russell Wilson?
What'd you say?
Who has a better scoring defense, the Bucks or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson.
wait a minute. Whose team fired a coach over emails 10 years ago?
Whose team?
You want to make a political statement? Shut up. Don't go there. Points. Homer Simpson, don't go there.
Hey, Zar.
Looking like a big honey ham over there. Don't go over there, bro.
Zar, we was having a nice football discussion. You had to bring that ad hominem in.
That's what I said.
Cut it out, man. Have a nice football conversation without the ad hominem.
Shit about Russell Wilson.
He's not capable. Defensive player of the year.
No, I'm just saying. Come on, Sinbad. Stop playing, bro.
Zar, serious question.
Hey, sit back on the deathbed, bro. Take that back.
You used to tell us your basketball stories.
I
used to
tell people.
Hey, hold. I did want to say this. And I'm going to get off because I got a Zoom meeting to go to. According to
him. You ain't got no damn Zoom meeting. Your ass over here sounding like Tommy.
The evolution.
Are you going to meet with your business partner, BK? Is that what you're going to do?
How many threes was you allowed to shoot when you played?
Hey, wait a minute. Speaking of that, I'm so old, and I'm an old guy. I'm 45. I was there with the evolution of the long three. We had this guy named Marseille Brown. That motherfucker would pull up from half court and hit that and shoot that bitch. That bitch was pure. He was one of the best shooters. He was a better shooter than Tony Rutland. AI, he was just short as hell. But that bitch would pull up
and
wet.
Is it true?
Yeah,
Marseille Brown. Marseille and Morocco, they were some goddamn sports.
I just can't believe what comes out of his mouth, so I had to get co-signing.
I'm real talk, bro. And he had the green light to shoot.
15 versus 2. He got two of them on his belt in the tournament.
Yeah, we all co-signing that. It's true.
Yeah, that Hampton versus Iowa State game and that Richmond versus whoever, he was on them teams, man. Yep. Wet that bitch. That's all I want to say, bro. Yeah. See, the Czar is not always trying to troll, man. I'm trying to give y'all some basketball knowledge.
Hey, wait.
I'm almost done.
Kev, I was going to ask you.
Check this out. I was in the transition between.
Don't you have a fucking meeting?
The John Stockton short and the Michigan short.
I swear, this nigga talks more than Carlos.
I swear to God. I was in the transition between the John Stockton short and the Michigan shorts. When I first got there, they gave us the John Stockton shorts. I said, ain't no way in the hell we can play with these. And then Michigan came out with the baggy shits. And then,
Czar, we know Brink, you was there.
Brink, you had them goddamn John Stockton shorts on.
No, I got to be in Michigan.
Hey, Brink, you know what? I'm supposed to be on you. Yeah, say something else.
The fact that he said
I'm going to post that video with them tight ass Stockton shorts on. Say something else, Brink.
Did anybody else?
No, say something else.
Hold on, real quick, Carlos, real quick. Everybody, let's show support for Czar because he's in a transition.
Man, whatever,
you
bro.
Support
you was
man.
What are you trying? You had to
play that. What do you mean by that?
And then talk about
bro, size. You like 6'8".
That's crazy.
What is that tight ass shorts on? But I ain't gonna say nothing, bro. It's all love, man. It's all love.
We gotta support our brothers, you know. Or you know,
but I told you not to say that.
I'm taking shots after I gave him the floor.
Hey,
that's crazy.
Tomorrow I will post it in the Jumbotron.
I'm gonna go take shots at your long-winded ass, nigga.
I will post it in the Jumbotron tomorrow.
You talk more than I do.
I will post Brink's video with them damn Stockton shorts on in high school tomorrow. Y'all make sure y'all be there.
You didn't have fucking videos then?
No, hey, you won't see this.
What's up? Man, that's sharing child pornography. He was young.
Maybe he was 25.
Maybe he should play quarterback.
He was 25, man, throwing a... That dude was 25 throwing a fastball, bro.
Hey, speaking of Florida, why is AR-15 coming out?
Because people are saying that he has a rocket arm and they believe he could improve to somewhat close to what Josh Allen.
The same reason your ass
is. He did transfer with Deion.
On a lot of things.
He coming out the same reason your bum ass at Ben Wallace shooting 3 points. Damn. That's why he coming out, sucker.
Damn.
Hold on a second.
Why you keep muting me?
Hey, he's listed as the number 3 quarterback prospect in most
here's
the deal. Yeah,
Keith Smith, where's your highlights at?
Unfortunately, the kid does not have the proper people around him to explain defense, how.
Oh, so you don't get fucking highlights, you bum.
Continue, Spody. I'm sorry.
I lock motherfuckers down.
That's why niggas will make it a little bit of power.
I lock motherfuckers down.
You get put on the highlight tape, is what it is.
You ain't never see me on nobody.
You get put on the highlight tape.
Why you talking?
I'm sorry. Let him go, Spody. Spody, continue.
I do have a serious question.
Nah, Steam will kiss my ass.
Let him go. Let him go. No, let him go. What you say, Steam?
Hey, Steam, I really
I
do
said
this shit,
TV
bro.
Getting put on the highlight tape.
I bet you can't find one.
Everybody that plays defense gets put on a highlight tape.
Look, hey, look, one dude tried to dunk on me, dog. It ain't end up good. That's all I can say.
Yeah, because you smelt your musty ass beard.
So what you had? You Dennis Robin him?
Hold on, Steam. Hold on, Steam. Hey, Sad, what the fuck is up with your hairline?
Yo,
hey, it's gone.
Like, don't say
it's
shit.
It's gone.
No, like, look,
T. Smith, you be playing in that league. You talking about
that shit? Hold is on, in, Steve, hey, my hairline is in the ninth layer of Jehanum, nigga. There ain't no jokes you can say about it.
Hey, look, yes, it is, motherfucker, because you still grow your hair out and take pictures. You stupid motherfucker.
Hey, yo.
Look, show me a picture on my Facebook where I got a goddamn my head out. Please show me.
You would not find brother, but you do got the Don Flamenco Mike Tyson.
You would not find a picture of me with my hairline, just like we would not find a video of you get on a highlight reel. So cut the shit.
Post the picture. Zaw got the picture.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that. Nah, I can't do that.
And if Zaw post that picture, he already know who my first target is. Play with me if you want to, man.
Who's the first target?
See, why are you guys doing this? I know
it's we all know it is. Who's the first target?
Hey, we know the
T, that was dirty.
Fuck that.
T, that was dirty.
Oh, it's all good. Hey, it's all good, bro. I lied to y'all between you and T.
Wait,
Zara, are you scared of Sid?
I've never seen shit like this in my life.
Zara, are you scared of Sid?
No.
Then why won't you post a picture if it exists?
Hey, that's my boy from the we from the same street, man.
Hey, Steam, I beat big niggas up.
I can't fight no battles today, bro. I ain't fighting no battles for nobody.
I beat big niggas up.
Steam trying to make you some stuff.
Right, Steam trying to get us smoke.
Hey, Amon, y'all get all the smoke. Just got DJ Lagway committed to.
They said Alex is back up. You need to get that.
Wait, from Clemson?
God damn, Axiom, you messy as hell.
Committed to the Gators.
Hey, my bad, dog.
He fucking sucks. Good luck.
He gonna decommit.
Oh, no. That's not who you're talking about. I thought you said DJ from Clemson.
Hey, but BJ, how you doing emotionally over there, bro? Talk to me, man.
No, I'm not talking about DJ Ulululu.
No, yeah, I see what you're saying now. I looked at the Jumbotron. But can you finish about...
Yeah, what DJ are you talking about?
Nah, I won't say a DJ. I said BJ. I wanted to see how he was doing.
I need
Smody
to continue to finish the AR-15 thing.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, like, it's unfortunate that he don't have people around him to explain to him that he's not ready. Like he really should have took another year But, I mean, it is what it is.
I have a serious question about that.
Listen, AR has been a victim of malpractice. For him to have to switch coaching staff and do all that, I think I understand why he's going pro, and I think that there's an understanding that he's not going to be a finished product the minute he enters the NFL. So I honestly I'm not opposed to it. I see him staying in college as a linear move, because at the end of the day they haven't used him correctly in two seasons while he's had the eligibility. So there's no reason for him to come back, in my opinion.
That's because Florida fucking
right. He's gonna have a high draft committee.
Yeah,
I have this question.
Where do you guys think?
Carlos, ask your question. I'm sorry.
Well, because he's the third QB on a lot of like mock drafts and all that stuff.
Y'all
didn't know
I was the chef. That's funny.
Coming out next year, if he was to come out next year, do you think he would be higher than the third guy? Because Caleb Williams can come out next year.
No.
Like,
where do you think he goes? Like, let's say he comes out this year. Where do you think he goes versus next year?
Hopefully late first.
He goes late first, mid second.
Both. So you think if he goes back to college, he can't improve it at all, or minorly?
Bro, he can improve both ways. Either way it goes, like Sosa said, Sosa's not wrong in his evaluation of the situation. Like, as long as he's going in the NFL to not be an immediate starter, he will be fine, because he will get the tutelage and the teaching that he needs to become better, because there's a lot he needs to work on.
But I tell you what, if he runs four two four three, he's a first round pick regardless. It won't matter.
Yep,
I agree.
Yeah, I know that, but that's
it's
why
called
I'm
risk versus reward.
I got a phone call. My fear with him.
Sit behind Gino.
So my fear with that Sosa, if he does that, is two things. One, he may end up on the wrong team with bad development, and two, if he runs a 4-2-4-3, they're going to try and move him to a different position.
That's incorrect.
Okay,
Hold on. Let me rebut the bullshit he just said. First off, if you actually watch him play, his mechanics are good. His release is fast as shit. He's got a rocket arm.
Yep.
The issue is every physical tool he's elite at. It's the processing part. And here's the thing. You can't get a good gauge on if he processes. He's played in two fucking different systems that aren't even close to each other in back-to-back seasons.
Florida's fucking stupid. No, first of all, he didn't play in the first system. Emory Jones played last year. He only started a couple of games, right, bro.
I want
to remind y'all that this is the same team that had Damian Pierce, and they couldn't figure out a way to use him. And I don't know if you've seen him in the NFL, but seeing him in the NFL makes it known to me that Dan Mullen's more in fucking competent than we originally thought.
Yeah, Dan Mullen.
I really want y'all to think about that. This man, Damian Pierce, he couldn't figure out a way to use him at Florida, and he's in the league giving out work. That's an indictment on Dan Mullen.
Hey, what I understand, his high school program was pretty trash as well. So he's overcoming a lot.
Hey, Brink, don't try to take the onus off bum ass university.
Hold on, but I would say this to even Steam. If he goes back, because you're saying he can go to
hold on. All right, bitch. You got one more time. You got one more motherfucking time, you piece of shit.
Anyway.
I don't think he should necessarily go back. I don't know what I think he should do personally.
You're saying this year.
Hey, she mad at me for telling the truth about Florida.
You bum ass motherfucker. You fuck you.
University Smith of Florida
is mad today. That's
shit.
Crazy. UNC bro, fucking sucks. T. Smith, I got a question for you. Carlos,
what?
I got a question. I'm going to let Carlos finish because I got a motherfucking question for you.
Nigga ain't got
a question. We on a four-game skid. Fuck you,
what the fuck is going on? But let Carlos finish, then we'll talk about it.
My issue with the logic is you're saying if he comes out this year, he can go to a team and get bad development. But the thing is, if he goes back to college, right, and he gets an earlier pick, that means he's going to a worse team. And if a team is picking early, it's usually because they were terrible or they were one of the worst teams in the league. So it's more likely that if he goes earlier, then he's going to go to a team that's worse off.
Playoff teams are picking in the top 12, 13,
not this year,
Carlos.
Whoever, so that's what I'm saying. This is the year to come out.
I see what you're saying, Carlos.
Also, real quick, at first I was like, yo, this is a bad move. I'm not gonna lie to you. Last couple days, I've actually watched some of the tape of AR, and like, it's not as bad as people make it out to be. Like, I thought I would see like just extreme flaws. Any young quarterback, they have inconsistent play, like plays. There's more consistent than inconsistent with him. The only problem is the downfield accuracy is poor. Does he have a rocket arm? Absolutely. He can throw the ball with the best of we're talking arm talent. Him and Will Levis are going to put on fucking shows at their pro day. There's no question. They're going to put on fucking shows.
He's a faster version of Malik Willis. Is that what you're saying?
Listen, I think he has a higher ceiling than Malik Willis because as far as just mechanics, if you watch Anthony Richardson play, he has all the physical tools. The thing that again, I think that's really unfair. And then also, like, I've heard him do interviews. He's a very intelligent kid. That's something that people don't make up for. Like people don't account for. I shouldn't say make up for, but account for. Like, I think Anthony Richardson has gotten a bad rap because of inconsistencies within the Florida Gators program and not really him. Like, that's what the problem is.
So you think he's a product of the
system? That's all I said, bro. That's all I've been saying.
Absolutely, bro.
You ain't been saying shit, Max. You ain't been saying a goddamn thing. All you doing is bumping your fucking gun.
Spody, I got you.
I ain't talking about you, Sosa. I'm talking about this piece of shit.
Spody, I got you. Spody, I got you. Hey, T-Smith.
Steam, shut the fuck up. I'm going to go back up. I can make this bitch myself.
T-Smith. We're talking about football, Steam.
So,
there's this. I said we're talking about football, Steve.
Fuck no, fuck you. There's this college basketball.
Hey, Steve, so we're talking about
in North
football,
Carolina
bro.
Called the University of North Carolina.
Hey, Steve, shut the fuck up, dog.
Why are they on a...
Shut the fuck up.
Why are they on a four-game losing streak last year?
Who are you a fan of?
I'm a Duke fan.
Yeah, a team that has less championships. So shut up.
Why is your team on a four-game losing streak?
Because we scored.
Man. You like Czar.
Hey, look. Because we scored.
What are you talking about?
I get it.
Hey, Steam.
So what are you talking about?
We're on a four-game losing streak because we lost four games by scoring less points than the opposite team.
I like the answer. You know what?
Is that how wins Wait, Steam, work? Do you like Duke football?
I don't watch college football like that. I watch the big players and the big games, and that's what I watch for college football, so I know it's coming in the draft. Other than that, I don't really care.
Shut up, Steam.
But, so you up here questioning people about a loss on a college football team that you don't give two shits about?
What do you mean?
No, he was talking about basketball. Boy, I was just asking because it was just weird.
Oh, he was talking about basketball. Even still, what you a college basketball football fan?
Hey, Sosa.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Good evening.
Hey, speaking of UNC, what do you think about Drake
May? I was going to ask Steam about what his college basketball, the best coach that they've had, what's his lasting memory? What's the last game? What happened?
Yeah.
North Carolina.
I like to talk about the present. And right now, presently, the UNC basketball team is on a four-game losing streak, and they lost to two.
You don't do that with that punk-ass Commodores. You're always talking about the
present. Yeah, you don't talk about the present with them.
What do you mean? I talk about the present. My present quarterback is Taylor Heineke.
Hey, didn't Purdue beat y'all the next day?
I'm talking about the present. We just beat Iowa last night.
Oh, that's an accomplishment. Well, never mind.
There's a lot of quarterbacks in the transfer portal right now.
Yeah, that Drake May situation is interesting. I'll be very interested to see where he ends up.
He was originally an Alabama recruit. I see a lot of people saying that he'll stay loyal to Mac Brown. I think that'd be idiotic for his progression as a quarterback because we've seen this situation already at North Carolina. Sam Howell decided to stay after a bunch of
they
guys.
They just lost the offensive coordinator, too.
Yeah, so they lost a lot of guys who went to the NFL, and obviously Sam Howell, who was, you know, his last year at North Carolina, everybody thought he'd be like the top three, you know, top round draft pick, had one bad year after those guys went to the NFL, and he didn't perform well. Downs is out. The best player on the offense, Downs. I like May, but I'm not gonna lie to y'all. The last 3 weeks of the season, he did not perform well.
Downs, so like, yeah.
People can say he looked good, and yes, he looked good in stretches playing in a video game offense with a first round draft pick at receiver. So it looked good. But again, like, unless he goes to a program where the ancillary talent matches up, he's gonna have regression. So it's in his best interest to go somewhere where they have NFL players at receiver because he has one or two right now. It would be stupid for him to stay at North Carolina.
I heard one school was UCLA.
I think he might go to Georgia. I think Georgia's a real option.
I think Georgia's would be a perfect. Listen, Georgia and Alabama are both in a situation where they're both going to need quarterbacks.
Isn't he a true freshman this year?
Correct, hey. Yes.
Hey, Sosa, I said that. Remember I said that? I said that shit. Georgia. Georgia's perfect. Great defense. Georgia. Good running game. It's quarterback friendly.
Is he old enough to play quarterback? You could go to Georgia and put up pedestrian numbers
and be a Heisman candidate.
Yeah, that ain't because they're not going to lose. if they get Drake May, that'll be that shit.
They definitely not losing their old fucking Ohio State.
Here we go, dog. Oh, God yeah. damn, we're just bet, so overrated.
Anybody that wants to bet that Ohio State wins that game, please. I love donations and gifts.
Wait a minute, Sosa. I was told to ask you a question yesterday. You weren't in here. Is this motherfucker Zab legit about all these bets he's making? Is he legit?
Zab got money. I know he's not in here bullshitting. And listen, we've bet four times. He's lost them all, and he's paid me, so.
All right, cool. I was told to ask. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Nah. He's lost every bet to me. Every single one. Cool. And he's paid me, so you're good.
All right, bet.
What did you bet him, though? What did y'all bet him?
$100 that the Ravens would make the Super Bowl.
No, he's bet good. 20,
Zapp definitely got that North African money.
He bet $2,600 yesterday that the Ravens would make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's on drugs, but I know he got money.
Hey, look.
Because anybody betting on the Ravens not knowing the health of Lamar Jackson, they wear helmets.
Hey, Sosa, he wouldn't even bet me, bro. He said, bro, I'm not going. I don't want to bet you, bro. Like, what?
You would have laughed with T. Smith.
Smith, I'll bet you when we play y'all, we'll beat the shit out of y'all. I
ain't going to make it, bro. But, you know, when we play y'all, that's a bet. We could do something.
Y'all ain't going to make it. Yo, just for reference, guys, because y'all know the playoffs changed last year, right? How'd the one season, the AFC and NFC, do last year?
That was last year. Talking about last year?
Now, I'm just asking a question. I asked a question.
Why? They lost.
Can you answer that question for me?
They lost.
Oh, they both lost. Okay.
So who's your team?
You're nasty, T. Smith. There's just no way you said that you're talking about last year when I just asked you about UNC currently and you brought up last year.
I didn't bring up last year. Carlos brought up last year. I disagreed with him.
Oh, also, Deion Sanders signed an All-American JUCO cornerback today with 2 years of eligibility remaining.
So Travis Hunter is part of that Louis baggage, right?
Yep.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
I mean, he said Travis Hunter said on stream that he was like he said, "Coach, I'm coming."
I saw that video.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah. Who else is leaving? Because he said he had like I think it was five or six guys.
Man, listen, when the portal,
because I know
Tyler's not leaving. A defensive lineman for sure is leaving. He just entered the portal yesterday. I'm pretty sure everybody will leave to go to Colorado. I think the biggest issue is getting some of the kids out of Colorado because he's had so much interest that like they have
the quarterback
that are under scholarship right now the fuck out of Colorado. I know it sounds fucked up, but I think he's had so much interest that's like what the biggest hurdle to clear is, just to get
the fuck out. He's got to clear the space.
Which right, I don't, he fired his whole staff today except for one.
I don't know why he wouldn't come with Shador.
Come with Shador. He clearly said that.
Shiloh said he's not coming. I'm talking about Shiloh.
Listen, the Shiloh situation is different because Shiloh can transfer to Colorado but the thing is he's already transferred. He can use his second transfer.
He would have to sit though.
But he'd have to sit because you can use the transfer if the team switches coaches. But for him to transfer twice and have to sit out a year, it's kind of, you know.
I see what you're saying. That's tough.
How is Spencer Rattler doing it then?
Because he's never because the coach left.
Because it's also he's also a he. So his regular one was a regular transfer. Now it's a grad transfer.
That's the one. That's the one for Rattler.
Wait, I didn't know he's transferring again. I didn't know that. And I also didn't know he was a senior.
The offensive coordinator got a job with Matt Rhule in Nebraska. So he took the quarterback with him.
He's going to Nebraska?
Correct. With the offensive coordinator from South Carolina.
I didn't even see that. Hey, look, I thought he was a bust, and then he kind of showed out the last few games.
Y'all seen the offensive coordinator that's going to Colorado, right?
Saddlefield?
No, bro. He got the head coach at Kent State to leave Kent State to be his offensive coordinator at Colorado.
Look at how Kent State played against good teams this year.
Only one team scored more points than Kent State against Georgia this year.
And that he got a head LSU coach to leave for
correct. He got the head coach at Kent State to quit his job and become his offensive coordinator.
Because he's from a Group of Five conference. He's going to be an OC at a Power Five. Like, yeah.
He's trying to get Mike Zimmer to be his
idea. But here's the thing, though, dog. Like, they didn't even increase his salary that much.
Nope. This is just a better opportunity for him.
Yeah, they barely increased his salary. And he's like, I would love to work alongside Deion. Bro, Deion. And then Deion went and got Zimmer to be his defensive coordinator.
Colorado, what are we talking about, Willis?
Zimmer's a great defense. His problem is going to be he's always struggled against teams that run the run pass option. Like he struggled. You saw what the Eagles did to the Vikings in that game. So like coming to college, he's got to get better at defending that. Because you go look at any team in the NFL who ran offense like that.
Ain't gonna have that problem in the Pac-12. In the Pac-12, it ain't nothing but pro offenses in the air raid.
At what point does he run the table?
Well, UCLA would be the only team. But my question is this: How is UCLA going to be able to recruit high level like USC and obviously you know Colorado's about to? You think UCLA is going to be able to match them recruiting wise?
No, Chip Kelly? No.
Yes.
No.
Chip Kelly.
I mean, I know. Work. I mean, I know they got. I know they got big NIL money, and I know it's mostly most of the thing is like the system. But just to be honest, like I know UCLA is cool. The campus is all right. Westwood's cool, right? But would you rather go there or play for Deion?
Play for Deion. Not to mention. You're not just playing for Deion. You're playing for a guy who gives a shit about you, man. Like Deion. Like if you watch Deion,
UCLA is not even in LA.
If you go to, if you watch these kids, Deion talking to these kids before he's about to leave in the video, they just leave, he gives a shit about these kids. Like, he's not just there to be there, like, because he wants to, because he's a coach. You know what I mean? He actually gives a shit.
Duh, and that's what everybody can see that.
Hey, T. Smith, fuck you and your UNC Tar Heels. But at what point does Deion run the table?
Hey, yo, man, I forgot I gotta record another podcast, and that's how I'm going to end it, with Steve's getting his get back on T. Smith. Man, that's a great way to end it.
Man, fuck Steve. He can't get no get back.
You cheat, man. Hey, man, appreciate everybody, man. We'll be back on tomorrow. So salute to y'all. And, hey, damn, this space is getting good, too. Speech Chase Sosa coming in and pivoting in to some college football talk. That was right on time, bro. But speaking of college football, I got to record a college football podcast right now. I'm supposed to have been in there at 6:15, man. I'm going to holler at y'all. Peace.
Hey, Spody, open up a space.
Oh, and I got to say this at the end. Gotcha. Oh, no, I don't. Go ahead. You good. See y'all.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.